Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman, Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
It's the noon hour, ladies and gentlemen. You know what that means? Hour two of the Adam Carriker Show, and it's brought to you by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue. Now with two locations at 11th and Cornhusker and 61st and Apples Way, right off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. Look, both locations are open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burnt-end sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, half-smoked chicken, and much, much more. Plus incredible sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue, located at 11th and Cornhusker and at 61st and Apples Way, just off of Highway 2, again, right by Lowe's. And we will be doing – do we know our next on-location day?
I'm not sure when that'll be.
Jake Sorensen's too busy dealing with babies at night and doing his show in the morning. He can't get us that next on-location day. Is that what's going on here, Jake?
I think that's probably it, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have anything to do. We will be doing on-locations. The next one will be coming up soon. We'll get that date out to you fine folks shortly. All right, so we're going to keep going through the Marcus Satterfield press conference here in the notes, but let's go ahead and let's basically roll the clip of what I just kind of talked about, of him talking about Heinrich Harburg.
Heinrich, from spring to now, is a total different tight end. You know, I'm really proud of the steps that he's taken from the spring to the summer camp, from week one to week two, from week two to week three. He's working at it. He's getting more comfortable playing the physical nature of the position, and look forward to seeing what, you know, he does this season moving forward, because he's just going to keep getting better and better. He's got a lot of upside. Just the confidence puts his face in the block now, where, you know, he was a quarterback, so he's never done that. So just learning how to put his face in the block, you know, just being in a box with eight huge, large human beings, getting hit every play at different places, falling on each other. So it's just a different world. It's a total different game than playing quarterback. And I think he's getting more confident in that role. He's getting more physical. I think the understanding of football and the time and spacing helps him from being, you know, going from quarterback to tight end. So he's had a really good camp so far.
It is a different world. As a guy who played high school quarterback and then played in the trenches afterwards, it is a completely different world. I'm not surprised that he seems to be adapting to it quickly, though. If you watched him play quarterback, I literally felt like he sought out the defender to try to run them over at times. If you remember a couple years ago when he was doing the read option, a couple of long runs, I think he surprised people with his long distance top end speed, but then the physicality and, dare I say, the veracity they ran with. So taking that mindset into blocking isn't hard. Taking that mindset and learning the technique of blocking is a little bit different and just takes a process of getting used to it. It sounds like it's happening for him. All right. Talking about, you got any thoughts there real quick or anything off the text line before we move forward, Jake?
Nothing from the text line. But yeah, I mean, I just to hear that the strides that, you know, he's making those strides, he's such an interesting just tight end prospect, whatever you want to call it, because I think it could go on throughout the year that he obviously continues to take those steps forward.
Next Taysom Hill?
Yeah, let's write it down in Sharpie. Absolutely.
I like it. I wasn't being facetious, man.
Well, no, but I mean,
I was being serious. First of all, acknowledge the word facetious. Always fun to say. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, it's just, remember, Matt Rhule did kind of say, even where they're talking about their faint punts or punting team, that he might, a former quarterback might be out there. I mean, so I think they're ready for some, to use him in some Taysom Hill's ways.
You don't think he was talking about TJ Latif being on the punt team?
I don't.
Jalen Gromstad, Dylan?
I'd be surprised.
We said former quarterback. Yeah. I guess that gives it away. All right. Like we didn't already know. Okay. Luke Lindenmeyer can do anything. Best, I'm going to read this slow. Best pad level he has ever coached. I love the weight room when I played, and I always felt like, hey, the stronger I am, the faster I am, the bigger I am. As long as I'm moving well or, you know, getting faster in the process, I can obviously play with those strengths. Another way to do that, and something you learn as you get older in the NFL, because there becomes a certain point in the weight room where less becomes more because you're older, your body is beat up. I'm playing with guys like London Fletcher and Leonard Little, guys who've been in the league for, you know, anywhere from 13 to 15 years. How do you play stronger? How do you play faster? Better technique. You can become instantly stronger with better pad level. Now, better pad level is easier said than done, or everybody would just do it right out the gate. There's a process to it, and it's not easy. To hear he's playing with the best pad level Sats ever seen could attribute as to why he seems to be the clear-cut starting tight end in a room full of guys that are loaded with a ton of talent. All right. Oh, back to Harburg real quick. Heinrich is straight speed and understands the game better than most do. I guarantee playing quarterback helped him with that. Talking about Carter Nelson is a super athlete, big and explosive. I mean, I'll never forget handing the ball to him at the goal line versus Purdue. You pick a true freshman tight end to do that with? Why? Because he's a freaking athlete who can jump. That's why. It's not like they just pulled a rabbit out of a hat or a random piece of paper with a name on it and a bunch of papers in that hat, and they drew his name out. No, they picked him out of everyone on the entire team to do it for a reason. Expects Carter Nelson to start making big leaps in the next couple of weeks. There is a three-way tie for the four-string tight end right now. Mac Markway is still around helping guys. Now, I guess he was asked about tight end U, or that's been brought up to him. Says a tight end U is attainable but won't happen in a year. All right, in 1 year. You got any thoughts there before we kind of move on, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't want to be the bad news guy here, but then it's not bad news in general. It just always strikes me how often this staff is just so, you know, praising everybody, you know, the best pad level. I mean, Coach Sats coached for a long time, you know, if you say among the best pad level, he's playing with some of the best pad level, but, you know, that's a lot of praise for a guy who was, and not saying it's undeserved, but a guy that, you know, didn't, what was third string tight end last year? And now all of a sudden he's got the best pad level you've ever seen. I mean, maybe, but I don't know. It's just a lot. It's all, and then the super athlete, I mean, there's just always, it's just a lot of praise. And so I don't doubt it. I think we've talked about it before. I think it's, you know, they hear enough negativity around, you know, a program and what they don't do. And to get it there, it's just, whenever I hear something like that, it's just, I always have to like, I'm not as excited as when other coaching staffs had said, you know, major praise about certain guys, because it wasn't so often.
So, I mean, you make some points. You know, it's been talked about that Justin Evans could win the Remington Trophy. The offensive line is good enough to win the Joe Moorhead Award, has been said. I think that was by Spindler. At one point early in the offseason, February, March, the wide receivers are elite. We're going to have one of the best D-lines around. Some of the things that you mentioned, best pad level you've ever seen, super athlete. Okay. So when you hear these things, I think it's easier to take with a much smaller grain of salt if the recent success on the field had been more what everybody's looking for. But there's been times when you come into a season, you hear things, you buy in, there's legit reasons to believe it, and it just doesn't happen on the field. Now, national pundits are not putting Nebraska in their preseason college football playoff bracket just for fun. Like, there's something to it. Now, does that mean Nebraska's going to be an automatic playoff team? No, by God, it does not mean that. All right, I recently predicted Nebraska to go 9-3, and I felt great about that. Guess what? 9-3 does not put us in the playoffs. We'd have to have a much tougher schedule for 9-3 to do so. We go 10-2, we're in that conversation. So I completely understand what you're saying. I think everyone, there's reasons for optimism. There's reasons for excitement. I called it in a show the other day, positivity over hype. All right, because there's a difference. I think there's a reason for positivity and legit positivity and optimism. Hype is something that's got to be earned through consistent wins over time, consecutively on the field. And so to me, that's a little bit of the difference. That's not a negative. I know Terrell Farley has talked with us about it. I've said it before. You've said it. We're all in on the positivity. We see why a lot of national guys have high expectations for this team. We just want to see it on the field. You know, we want to see what we look like versus Cincinnati. And what I fully expect versus Cincinnati, I expect some ugly football from us and them because there's a whole lot of new and it's the first game. You're going to get that. There may be some more penalties than there would be in game four. There may be some more turnovers, maybe a little bit of sloppy play. We don't get a preseason. You don't get four, and now NFL teams get three preseason games. You don't get that. So your preseason is your game one. That doesn't mean, oh my gosh, a bunch of negativity. No, it just means it's game one. What I also expect to see, I expect to see a fast attacking defense. I expect to see an improved offensive line, an efficient quarterback, a better wide receiver core blocking and getting open and beating DBs one-on-one. I expect to see our best running back starting and a guy who's been, in my opinion, probably our best running back for three straight years, getting the rock 20 times, however that looks, carries, passes out of the backfield. And then what you want to see is who are the starting tackles, some of the question marks. It seems like Janeer and Bonner has stepped up as that third or fourth wide receiver. How good are the wide receivers? Because we expect them to be good. How much has Dylan Raiola improved? What does Mekhi Nelson, an explosive back, what does he look like? Where's Quentin Ives at that point? Who else has stepped up potentially, whether it's Mosey or someone else at that point? The defense, all right? Is it this similar when it comes to how good we actually are as the past couple of years? Is it worse? Is it better? That's what I want to see. And that's why you look at the athletes on defense. This is as athletic as we've been in a decade. I'm just going to say it. Offensively, this is as excited. Every year, Husk Guys on Twitter puts out, you know, the quarterback, running back, offensive line, tight end, and it's all these stars. They do a great job with their account. It's all these stars next to them, and I just kind of, I'm like, okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Each year I look at it, and I think it hits me different because Dane Key is a proven player. And Isaiah Hunter led Cal in multiple wide receiving categories a year ago. Ja'Cory Barney is one of the best all-around players in the country. We have accomplished linemen more than we've ever had before. Still, who's going to start a tackle? We have an experienced quarterback. We have a proven running back. We have more proven things than we've had in the past versus a guy's name and a bunch of stars next to him that isn't quite proven yet. And to me, that's why I feel good. I still just want to see how it all comes together. Thoughts, Jake?
Yeah, I thought, you know, Sean Callahan did an interview with Early Break yesterday. I thought he put it pretty well when they're kind of asking about kind of the duality of the expectations for Nebraska is that you're having national pundits pick Nebraska to make the playoff, as you were saying. But at the same time, you look at their preseason poll and they're not there.
Yes.
So it's really interesting because everybody can see the potential. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of, you know, are you really going to go out on a limb and put them in your top 15 if you think they're a playoff team? And I think part of it's the schedule and as you put it, kind of looking for the next Indiana here. But, it's just interesting that you can do both those things.
I think the thing that's exciting and terrifying about the Huskers is we have a high ceiling and a potentially low floor. That's the thing that makes people excited and nervous all at the same time. Like, you look at other teams around the league, like, who knows what Michigan's going to be with a true freshman quarterback and their coach gone a couple of games, but like, their floor is like 8-4. I mean, I'm thinking like they won more games than that last year, and they pretty much had no quarterback play at all, with all due respect. They won more games than that last year. So like their absolute floor is 8-4. They also have the potential to go 10-2, 11-1. We have the potential to go a 10-2, 11-1. We also have a floor that is, shall I say, lower than 8-4. And I think that's what makes Nebraska intriguing, exciting, and terrifying as a fan, all at the same time. Is there anything off the text line there, Jake?
Yeah, Colton Jay just says, I'm with Jake on this. So we need to win games and stop talking about how good we are. Just show it on the field. I think everybody's looking forward to actually getting on the field.
I think so. Let's play this clip. Now, this is, again, College Football with Sam off of YouTube. He's talking about, now he has no ties to Nebraska. He's just I think he's got about 24,000 subscribers on YouTube, and he's just a national, I don't want to say national, but he has no ties to Nebraska football. He talks about general college football across the nation. But this was actually sent to me by a friend of mine named Jeff Duda, and he goes, check this out. And so I thought it was interesting. He's talking about our offensive line. Go ahead and roll that clip there, Jake.
Nebraska's offensive line is going to be a unit that takes big steps forward and is going to punish opposing defenses this year. This is a unit that will make defenses eat corn.
Oh, pause it. I didn't warn you that we were going to pause it, but I just heard the line again. They're going to make defensive units eat corn. Well, when you hear that, what do you think, Jake?
I suppose that's what you want, a mean offensive line, obviously playing with the Cornhusker tie.
Oh, man. I love that line. Go ahead.
The Nebraska Cornhusker offensive line. They will take pieces of corn and they will make you eat them. They will make you eat all of it. Not just the good parts, not just that, but the leftovers. They will make you uncomfortable. They will stuff you full. They will shove you down and they will push you around. And I know that there's a lot of emotion in that statement and there's a lot of hype, but I am a believer in this offensive line. And I have, I believe, evidence to back that up. So therefore, it's not just an emotional take. I think a lot of this is centered in reality.
So to be clear, when I was chuckling, I'm not chuckling at the offensive line. I'm chuckling at the analogy that he's choosing to use, which is highly entertaining, which is why the clip stuck out to me. All right, I'm curious what people on the text line have to say. As always, you feel free to text in your thoughts, your responses to that. In the meantime, what's your reaction to that, Jake?
Yeah, Bill Bennett already says, that just gave me chills. So he already enjoyed it. I'm interested. I mean, obviously, like you said, though, I mean, the corn stuff's always fun to kind of play with, and the way that he used that there was pretty fun. I'll say I'm a lot more wait and see on the offensive line. You know, I think that the Donovan Raiola going into year four, obviously the longer you have, you know, a coach in place, the more continuity you have there is good news. But, you know, I'm still waiting for the breakout season for the offensive line under Coach Raiola. I don't think we've seen that yet. And I think you've got some solid pieces in play here. But a lot of it similar, I mean, with Pritchett, obviously it's kind of similar to Nebraska. Like you said, very high ceiling. But, you know, maybe kind of, you know, if he doesn't take the steps forward, we won't, maybe I'll just put it this way, he's maybe getting more NIL than what he might deserve at the end of it. But we'll see. I mean, that's partially the high ceiling. And so I think a lot of it is there. You know, Rocco Spindler with you know, the offseason additions that they made. Solid. But I wait till, again, and wait and see. It's easy to predict it once you see it happening, but I don't necessarily know if you go through preseason, all Big Ten, you know, first, second, third team, you don't see a whole lot of Nebraska names in there, and it's because they still have to prove it.
No, you're absolutely right. And this offensive line, it's going to come and go with the tackle spot, in my opinion. I think that the interior offensive line is solid. We've been talking about this since frickin' Spindler and Pritchett signed with us. And then we knew Gatula was coming back, and Prochazka and Corcoran. And so this is not new. It's still what we've been saying basically since January when it comes to the offensive line. Feel good about the interior guys, the tackles, like you just mentioned, high ceiling. What is the floor? Does that concern you? But there's a lot of guys competing for those jobs. So you would we would like to think that whoever ends up winning that job, and maybe they do some sort of a rotation the first few games, you know, try to figure out who's going to take it to the game from practice. You would like to think that they would be able to find some solid guys there. They've definitely got talented guys. I've said it before. Pritchett, Sunday talent. Gutula, Sunday talent. Really like his future. All right, who's going to step up this year? Hard not to root for a guy like Prochazka. Corcoran, a guy who has started a lot of games, highly recruited, coming back from injury, battling. I mean, honestly, if those two guys wanted, they could probably make things a lot harder for Prochazka and Corcoran, but they've not done that. So kudos to them. And I don't want to leave anybody out. So anybody, Tyler Canuck is the guy who's obviously in this conversation. So the offensive line is going to come and go. I don't want to say come and go. They're going to be as good as they are or are not based on how the tackles play. That's how I feel. Fair? What say you?
Yeah, I think that's fair. And they said, too, I mean, they're going to start the two tackles. I mean, that battle's coming down. So you at least feel like good that they've got depth there in options if somebody's particularly struggling with a matchup that day. So, you know, that does make you feel good. Then what, another reason, you know, again, you know, you can kind of do the ups and downs of kind of where you feel coming in. But what I like to hear is you, among others, you're a pretty big guy yourself, is just say how big the offensive line is, maybe compared to previous years. And again, that tells more into kind of the system, you know, developing these guys, and then also just, you know, the level of athlete that they're bringing in there. And big doesn't always translate to good. You know, obviously you can see that over the years, but that does feel good when you can go across that line and say, hey, you know, because you do this for opponents at times. You go, man, they're all like 6'4", 325 in Nebraska. I mean, they average pretty close to that.
Yeah, we definitely have a big line. There's no doubt about it. Now, admittedly, we had some guys on the line, and they're back again this year who are 6'9", 6'10". So like you said, how does that equate to the actual field? Are they a year more developed, a year more improved? Are we a year better along the front? Is there anything from the text line before we go to break, Jake?
Railroader Matt says, listen, I love the hype. I love that this gets me fired up, but it's some of the same talk we've heard every year, and every year this team has disappointed us. Until they prove otherwise on the field, my thoughts will stay, yeah, right, and chuckle. So there you go.
I get it. You're not the only one that feels that way. It's a large part of the reason I'm like, wait and see. You know, we got to see what actually happens on that field. I think one thing that's always in the back of my mind is, do I just think Nebraska is never going to win more than 7 games again? Like, I'm 41. If I live to 82, it's another 41 years. Do I just believe for the next 41 years Nebraska is never going to win more than 7 games? No, I don't believe that. I believe at some point we're going to win 8, 9, 10 games again. So we just don't know when. So I always come into every year, not always, it depends on how I actually feel about the team, but I come into a year like this where you look at the team, you're like, top 5 transfer portal class, some of the best coordinators in the entire country, Matt Rhule, year 3, returning starting quarterback. I mean, there's some things that are there. It doesn't guarantee a freaking thing. Unfortunately, it doesn't guarantee anything. But I'm like, I believe there's going to be a year where we get 9 or more wins. This could be that year. Or I'm just going to be a fan of a team that I don't believe is ever going to win more than 7 games, and that's not what I believe. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, Nebraska, I can completely agree with that sentiment. Nebraska cares too much. There's too much, you know, put into this program for it to stay forever down. And again, I go back to it. This is the year to believe. I mean, this has been the year. When you hired Matt Rhule, what did we all circle? Year 3, that's when he makes his jump. Well, here we are. So, you know, it's time to get on board. You might have your reasons to kind of stay hesitant, and you've had your heart broken before. Listen, mm-hmm. We've all been there. But like you're saying, at some time, you know, this all the hope and the hype will live up to it. And we can all, I mean, we'll all be throwing a parade in Lincoln, basically.
I think what helps me is my barometer for success. If you just, like, there's more that goes into a barometer for success. But if you just say, Adam, wins and losses, what's your barometer for success? It's not a college football playoff appearance, despite some of these predictions from national pundits. It's not 9 wins, which, again, I've said before, we have fired 9 win coaches now. That's when Husker fans are going to be like, all right, we got 9 wins, we're back. For me, my barometer for success this year is I want us to go in the right way. Keep going in the right direction. What's the right direction? 8 wins. Like, that is very attainable, and I think that helps me. If my barometer for success was 9, 10 wins, college football playoff, I'd be a lot more nervous. It's 8 wins or more. Now, I predicted 9, and I'm going to stick with that prediction, but I think that helps me too. All right, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We shall return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.